The Attorney General wishes to announce that the following program has been rated
liberal rubbish
by the Department of Justice. Everybody, and welcome once again to the Cup of Joe Radio Show. I'm your host, Joe Vecchio, and you know what? We've been working so hard, I decided we're all going out to the movies, a special edition of the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Welcome back to the Cup of Joe Radio Show. I'm your host, Joe Vecchio, the voice of the working man and proud member of the League of Liberals Blogging Alliance. This is episode number 10, and as I said, we're going to take a break for a bit from all the crap that's been going on, and I'm going to play for you some of my favorite music from the movies. And we started off there with U2, and that was a theme from Mission Impossible. Some of you may remember that. That was a theme that we used to use in the old Joey Jojo show. I've got a lot of music here that I'm going to play, and I'm going to try, for the most part, not to play the same music you usually hear. I've got some unusual tracks and, of course, more than a little comedy thrown in. Music has been a big part of the movie since even before sound was added to film, and it was common in a lot of movies made through the 20s and 30s, especially comedies, to have one or two songs in them, sometimes even big musical productions. Don't ask me why, that's just the way it was. And we're going to have some more of that for you right after this brief message.
Denise Richards, Charlize Theron, Cindy Crawford, what do they all have in common? Yes, they are all holding their own boobs. Hi, I'm Sarah Michelle Gellar. Do you like magazines that show models and other celebrities holding their own boobs? If you said yes, then I've got just the magazine for you. It's called Holding Your Own Boobs Magazine. Finally, a magazine entirely devoted to boobs being held by hands. Of course, you'll get the classic boob holders from other magazines like Demi Moore and Janet Jackson. But with Holding Your Own Boobs Magazine, there's so much more. You'll get the common boob holds and, of course, the crossover. You'll see beautiful boobs that should be held and others that should never have had hands on them at all. Yep. You'll also get handheld boobs that will make you think, and some that will make you laugh. And each week, Holding Your Own Boobs magazine will feature new and insightful articles on how you can hold your own boobs. But it doesn't stop there, does it, Will Ferrell?
That's right, Sarah. You'll also see men holding their boobs. Guys like Kerry Kittles of the New Jersey Nets, and CEO of Wendy's, Dave Thomas. But not too much of that. This is no queer magazine. It's just great shots of boobs being held by hands. No bras, no swimsuits, just hands.
So what are you waiting for, America? Someone to hold your boobs? Subscribe today and get all the handheld boob holding you'll ever need.
It's the best investment you'll ever make.
Holding Your Own Boobs magazine. Get your hands on it now.
Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
Fredonia's gone to war. Each native son will grab a gun and run away to war.
At last the country's gone to war.
In case you haven't heard before, I think they think we're going to war.
We're going to war.
Thank you.
Dale, King of the Surf Guitar, and the Deltones with Mizzer Lou, which is best known as the theme to Quentin Tarantino's film Pulp Fiction. Before that, we had the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with their techno rendition of the Klingon battle theme from the first Star Trek movie, which was originally composed by Jerry Goldsmith, one of the great names in the American movie industry. And we started things off with the Marvelous Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zeppo, with the war song from Duck Soup, one of the funniest films ever made. I particularly love that "we got guns, they got guns, all God's children got guns" line. Now, there have been a lot of great composers in movie history. Mr. Goldsmith, as I mentioned. There's also Miklos Rosa, Alan Menken, John Barry, Maurice Jarre. All of these people and more have been multiple Oscar winners for their work. But when you look at the most popular movies ever, the biggest money-making films of all time, one name stands alone, and that's John Williams. He's done the music for 7 of the top 10 moneymakers of all time. In fact, you might say he's Superman. We'll be right back.
the Nick Winters Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot today, folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. Ah, Star Wars. If they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Those near and far wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
Bill Murray is Nick Winters, the lounge singer, with the Star Wars song, a comedy classic from almost 30 years ago. Man, that makes me feel old. You know, I remember seeing that live on TV. The piano player in that, by the way, was Paul Schaefer, who you all know as David Letterman's musical director for the last 25 years or so. Before that, we had three pieces by John Williams, beginning with the Superman March, which is my personal favorite work by him. And we had the One Barrel Chase from the Jaws soundtrack, which is one of the many films he won an Oscar for. And we finished up with the Asteroid Field from The Empire Strikes Back. Now, that version and the Superman piece I played first came from the CD Pops in Space, which was the first CD that John Williams did when he took over the Boston Pops from the late Arthur Fiedler. But you know, as much as I like John Williams' work, and as talented as he is, there are composers out there whose work is so much better, but who hardly ever get heard here, because for the most part they work outside of America. Now, as some of you remember from back in episode 5, I am a fan of anime, that is, Japanese animation, and one of the main reasons I'm such a big fan of anime is because of the music. Now, while a lot about anime has changed in the last 15 years or so, in part because of the fact that some anime producers are now gearing their product almost as much to the American market as they are to the Japanese market, the one thing I have noticed about anime is that they love the music as much as I do. And for me, the biggest example of how music turned me on to anime was the show Uchu Senkan Yamato, better known in America as Star Blazers. Now, when Yamato was being imported and marketed here in the States in the late 70s, both the marketers and their clients were astounded by the quality of the music. And I was shocked to find out that they had created an entire symphony orchestra just for the show and for the subsequent films. It's widely believed that George Lucas got the idea for using a full orchestra to score Star Wars because he spent some time in Japan and saw a lot of anime, including Yamato, and had the chance to hear music like this.
We'll be right back.
Hiroshi Miyagawa with the Yamato Symphony Orchestra. Now, that last piece was actually one part of a larger piece of three different sets of combat music entitled Decisive Battle, and that was from the Symphonic Suite Yamato, the soundtrack from the first Yamato film. Before that, we heard Hyper Radiation Missile, which was from the film Final Yamato, which came out in the 80s. And we began with two more pieces from Symphonic Suite. First, The Birth, which is the main theme for the Yamato itself. And after that, we heard the theme from the planet Iskandar, which is where the starship Yamato was trying to reach. What I specifically love about Miyagawa is his use of different types of instruments and different patterns of music for his work. One of the things I noticed about John Williams, especially in The Empire Strikes Back, was he's very repetitive. He tends to do the same type of music over and over again. Two perfect examples of this, if you listen to them, the March of the Villains from the Superman film and the Parade of the Ewoks from Return of the Jedi are very, very similar kinds of pieces. And what I love about Miyagawa is that he will explore all sorts of different avenues and different venues with his music. In Yamato 3, there was one piece called Cosmo Tiger Fight, which is really more of a jazz piece than a full orchestral piece. It's just a remarkable body of work that he's done almost entirely for Yamato. He's not the only one from anime. I'll have a lot more great music from anime coming right up after these messages. This is the Cup of Joe radio show.
Sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back.
Well, we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it, up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
Cup of Joe Show! Cup of Joe Show! Cup of Joe Show!
Now
That was Stephanie with Born to Be Free, which was from the third Urusei Yatsura movie, which was a very popular television series by Rumiko Takahashi that they made several films of. Takahashi later went on to do shows like Ranma and Meizoni Koku. Before that, we had music from Ghost in the Shell, and we started off with Hurricane from Bubblegum Crisis. And, of course, I played those because when we're talking about soundtracks, it's not all orchestra.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. Questions that are key.
Fido, why, and me.
Until the day I are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate. Let the heathen spill theirs on the dusty ground.
Python with the song Every Sperm is Sacred from the film The Meaning of Life. That was Michael Palin doing the lead vocals. Some of you may have seen the wonderful travel documentaries he's done recently. Before that, we had Sheryl Crow with the title song from the James Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies. We could fill a whole show with James Bond music if we wanted. And we started with Dolly Parton in the theme from 9 to 5, a good, solid working-class film featuring her, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda. And we followed that with Suicide is Painless, which is the theme from the movie MASH, as sung by Johnny Mandel. We'll have more musical comedy coming right up on the Cup of Joe radio show.
I'm not unemployed or smuggling cigarettes across the border. I don't eat Pepsi in the West for breakfast. I don't watch the hockey game doing it doggy style. And no, I don't know Claude, Manon, or François in Abitibi-Témiscamingue, but I'm sure they all have nice teeth. I smoke in church. I speak Quebecois and Joual, not French or English. I pronounce it third, not third. And eating French fries with cheese makes sense, mon esti. I believe in distinct society, as long as someone else pays for it. I believe in language police, not equal rights. And call this, I believe that Club Super Sex is an appropriate place for my wife and me to celebrate our anniversary. What the hell, she goes on at 10 anyway. In Quebec, the Stanley Cup actually comes around more often than Halley's Comet. I can get beer at the Dépanneur, not at the convenience store. And maybe I can't turn right on a red light, but tabarnak, I can go right through it. Because Quebec is the world's largest producer of maple syrup, the home of Céline Dion and Rock Voisine. The land where everybody is shacking up and the legal drinking age is just a suggestion. Je m'appelle Guy and I am not Canadian. Moutadi tabarnak esti. Merci, salut la visite.
Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
That we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage chest. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her, and it runs into the river that we drink. Anywhere you stink. Man, it's later than you think. Boy, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. I'm talking about love power. the power in a flower. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh, no. All you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sam.
We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're going to teach them
wrong from right.
We're going to help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes. Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact. You're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gobbled.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Oh, boy. The Inquisition. What joy. The Inquisition. Oi, oi.
I was sitting in a temple. I was minding my own business. I was listening to a lovely Hebrew mass. Then these papers persons plunge in and they throw me in a dungeon and they shove a red hot poker up my ass. Is that considerate? Is that polite? And not a tube of preparation H in sight.
I'm sitting flicking chickens and I'm looking through the pickings and suddenly these guys break down my balls. I didn't even know them and they curved me by the score them and they started playing ping pong with my balls. Oi, the agony! Ooh, the shame! To make my privates public for a game?
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing
that we go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to
pay. Talk about it. What do you say?
I just got back from the auto de fe.
Auto de fe? What's an auto de fe?
It's what you oughtn't to do, but you do anyway. Skit, scat, voodly, bat, and doodly, day. When you convert.
No, 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 no.
When you confess.
No, 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 no.
When you refight.
No, 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 no.
Will you say yes?
No, 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 no.
Now I ask in a nice way, I said pretty please. I bent their ears, now I'll work on their knees.
Walk this way. We got a little game that you might want to play. So pull that handle, try your luck.
Who knows, Torque? You might win a buck.
All right. Put it in the car. In the car. In the car. How we doing any converts today?
Not a one. Nay, nay, nay.
We've flattened their fingers. We've branded their buns. Nothing is working. Send in the nuns.
Inquisition, what a show. The Inquisition, here we go. We know you're wishing that we go away.
From South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, please welcome Academy Award winner, Robin Williams.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny! Times have changed, our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents, they just wanna fart and curse. Should we blame the government, or blame society? Or should we blame the images on TV? Now,
blame Canada! Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault! Don't blame yourself. For your son, Stan, he saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. And my boy, Eric, once had my picture on his shelf. But now when he sees me, he tells me to f*** myself.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Because when Canada is gone, there'll be no North to lead the earth.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway. Kenny could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on the barbecue. Should we blame the nurses? Should we blame the fire? The doctors who allowed him to expire? Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all their hockey hullabaloo and that bitch Anne-Marie too.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
All I can say is I give up this Canada. Everybody!
It seems like only yesterday that I saw Robin Williams perform that on the Academy Awards show. You know, I didn't care much for the South Park TV series, but I thought that the movie was great, especially the way they made fun of themselves and the way people reacted to their show. Before that, we had a trio of songs from the great Mel Brooks. We started with Love Power. That was from the musical The Producers, which is being shown on TV again because of its newfound success as a Broadway play. For those of you who haven't seen it, The Producers is a movie about a couple of guys running an investment scam by taking money for a play they figure will be a total bomb, a musical about Hitler. Of course, the whole thing backfires on them. That was Dick Shawn as the hippie they get to play Hitler. After that, we had The Inquisition from History of the World, and then French Mistake from Blazing Saddles. And we started out with the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra with 2001, also Sprach Gazoostra. Well, you know, I've got dozens of more songs from the movies, but I think I'll save them for another time, and I'll probably throw in a few here and there on other shows as fillers. I want to thank Kaza for helping me collect some of these songs, because you just can't find them anywhere else, for sale or otherwise. This is Joe Vecchio, and we'll see you next time on the Cup of Joe Radio Show.
things I love you. Dear, my life will always go on. Dear, but wherever you are, I believe that my God will go on.
Hey!
Once more, you walk at the door, and you hear my God will go on.